This is the Iowa Business Report, Monday edition, with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. The Iowa General Assembly reconvenes today, and Iowa Speaker of the House Pat Grassley told me his top priority is clear: tax reform.
The thing that really is catching a lot of attention right now, and rightfully so, is our economy is really strong here in the state, which has led to significant revenue growth. And between responsible budgeting and the governor keeping the state open, the economy is strong, and we're in a position where Iowans have overpaid on their taxes. And the state government, in my opinion, has too much money of Iowans sitting in their treasury. And so I think that's going to be one of the biggest topics of conversation is how are we going to get that back in the hands of Iowans? We're seeing inflation all over almost everything you do right now in this day and age. We're seeing inflation. Anything we can do to help alleviate that burden from the state level, which in my opinion is using that money to get back in the hands of Iowans, get back in the economy, is only going to strengthen us long term. So I would say that is going to catch a lot of the attention this session as far as a hot topic. And I think it really points to the leadership and the direction that this state continues to be on. We've been ranked number one by national surveys about being the most prepared going into COVID. We've been the most prepared coming out of COVID. The decisions that we're making, the path that we're on, have led us to have a tax conversation when there's other states that are just trying to figure out how to make a budget work.
The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council. Learn more and get details on their new quarterly economic survey at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.